And I'll start with the form, please.
Karen Ward, here.
Greg Jones, here.
Sue Martinez, present.
Kathy Egan, here.
And Ken, the mayor's here. We have a full council. And at this time, we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. And Kitty, would you do that for us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And at this time, I'd also like to call on our president of the council to lead us in a short prayer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I ask the mayor for this opportunity. Since we are beginning the new year, 2014, that I'd like to just ask us all to bow our heads for a moment, please. Lord, we ask that you guide us, the city council, the city staff, and our citizens, Lord, in helping us to provide the services that we need to provide for the city of La Pine, for our residents and our visitors. And just guide us to make the right decisions under your watchful eye. And we ask that you watch over all of our citizens, keep us safe, and just guide us in every decision that we make. Thank you. Amen.
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 Thank you, Stu. Added agenda items? Are there any added agenda items? Any from you, Rick?
There'll be just some under our comment.
Okay. Item five is our consent agenda.
Oh, you know there is one under our added agenda items. We need to do, it's called the tax-exempt government bond tax compliance guidelines. We need you to approve it, subject to the attorney to review it. It's on our finalizing at the USDA loan transfers, the bond council, some paperwork they need.
We'll do that under item 13?
Yeah. Sure.
And let the record reflect that our high school counselor, Pro Tem, is in attendance. And Happy New Year to everybody. Go ahead.
On the consent agenda, I do need to state a possible conflict of interest with the bill payable to deliver Ms. Garvey.
So noted.
And I have one other comment on the minutes.
Okay.
I have to get my glasses. What's wrong with those?
275.
Whoa, man. It's the minutes from our last regular session. I just want to clarify one thing. Under the SEC for Mr. Fosdick. I just wanted to make sure that it was clear that I was opposed to his application the way it stood. I don't see anything in there. I just want to make sure that it's on the record that I was opposed to that proposal of building the garage without the proper permits of the house permit being included.
Okay. We'll add that.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 It's a unanimous consent agenda is approved. I'd also like to take the opportunity right now to, we have a attending with us tonight from the Sheriff's Office, Brian Husband, who is the new South County Patrol...
Community Liaison.
Community Liaison. All right. Would you like to say a few words? This is public comment. It might be a good time to...
I would like to thank you on behalf of the Sheriff's Office for now allowing us to be here. Obviously, this is a public meeting, but at the same point, thank you for letting us be a part of this. And just like to let you all know, I know a few of you. I know Greg and I met Scott before. But we welcome, myself included, the Sheriff's Office, any ideas or any points or any questions that you may have about the things that we do or anything to do with the Sheriff's Office. I may not be able to have an answer for you on the spot, but I will definitely get one for you, and we can hopefully move forward positively. And again, we're all striving to make this a better community for everybody, including the Sheriff's Office as well. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Brian, and we're more than pleased to have you with us tonight, and we thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Is there any further public comment?
Yes, Tom Foster. This has to do with the, what I've heard about being a stoplight at 1st and 97. I think that would be the worst idea that ever happened to Lapine, because diesel trucks by the dozens come through here every day. They stop at that sign, they're burning fuel in an isolated area, and when they take off on the green light, they spew, and they're shifting up. So if you replace the idea of a stop light with some stop or a different set of speed signs, like get your speed down sooner so people can be able to come on to 97.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any further public comment?
Douglas Ward, 52657 Pine Drive, city resident. I'm speaking as the chair of the Planning Commission. On item number 7, we've sent you two candidates to fill the two empty seats that we have. Both are, neither one of them are here tonight, but both are well known in the community. We feel they have the ability and the willingness to do the job. We would like you to put them on our planning commission so we have a full slate going into the first of the year. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Item number 8 is elect a president of the council. I will...
You skipped number 7.
What?
You skipped number 7.
Okay. Item number 7 is approval of the Planning Commission candidates as presented.
We have two positions still?
Two.
Okay.
We got two candidates.
Okay. Oh, good. That makes it easier.
Here we go. Okay. Any questions? I will just make a short comment about both of them. We know who Donald Greiner is. He's been a very effective serving counselor in the past, well-respected in the community. I think he'll make a good addition to the Planning Commission, and I recommend that you approve him. Rolando Alonso is the manager of the Newberry Habitat for Humanity Restore. He's been there a number of years, I think 4 years. He lives there in that Habitat Park off of schedule, just, I'm going to say it's sort of behind the marine repair center there on the corner of Schedule and Burgess. He's well thought of on the Habitat Board. He's got a tremendous record. He's intelligent, sharp, and I think he will make another great addition to the Planning Commission.
I agree.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve the recommendation of the Planning Commission to appoint Don Greiner and Rolando Alonso to the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor? Is there any discussion?
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Let the record reflect that it's unanimous to appoint these two individuals to the Planning Commission.
Patty, make sure the minutes put when those terms expire so we have a good listening. And we had a little confusion over the past, but these girls went and hunted it all out. We didn't know when people's terms were expiring and things, okay. So we need a good system, kind of a tickler system of all of that with these. And so just make sure it's noted.
Okay. Now we'll go to an item number 8, election of a council president. Any comments from the council?
I'd like to see Stu continue. I think he does a fine job. Yeah, money, huh?
Is it a paying job now?
Has it ever been?
I thought he had to pay us.
Yeah.
Any other comments?
No, I agree.
So Greg has nominated Stu Martinez, and I'll ask Stu if he's willing to accept another term as council president.
I'd be honored to, yes.
Very good. I'll entertain a motion to appoint Stu Martinez as council president.
I so move.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any questions?
I think our student has some.
I'm just laughing at how simple that was. That's all I'm laughing at.
Okay.
Happens once in
a while. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Let the record reflect that I guess it's unanimous. Thank you. Item 9, we have a resolution number 2014-01, assumption of certain land use planning services from Deschutes County. City Manager?
Matt, you have that before you. That's, we've assumed them already, but evidently back when the agreements were done that they did planning for the city, it required a 30-day notice type thing. And, well, we kind of all talked and they knew, and we hadn't, everyone knew what we were doing. Jeremy thought because we had a formal agreement that said this and that would be done, this resolution does this and that.
Okay.
And, you know, land use is a formal process and you don't want somebody coming along 2 years from now saying, well, now you didn't do that, right? So you didn't have jurisdiction to make the decision you made. You know, that type of thing. So it's kind of...
Okay. I would... I think this is a significant issue for the city in its time, and I'd like to read the resolution title. Resolution number 2014-01, a resolution memorializing the termination of portions of a certain land use services agreement with Deschutes County. B is memorializing the City of Lapine's assumption of certain land use planning services from Deschutes County. And C, identifying the effective date of certain land use related ordinances and resolutions. Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
I move that we approve resolution number 2014-01.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. The resolution's passed. Audit extension request.
You'll see on item number 10, I believe.
Yeah.
All audits have to be done or submitted to the state by December 31st, and ours obviously isn't ready. They haven't been here yet. And what we've been doing is Brenda Bartlett, who is a contract CPA we've been working with in Cassell, they have been working on getting the audit to where it will be a better audit. It's the pre-audit work. And it just couldn't be done, although today they did send kind of general ledgers to our auditors and saying this is, you know, what we've got, and we believe that the any differences are not material weaknesses. And then now the auditors will then do their work, and it's up to them to decide. You know, as I've told you, the audit isn't going to be the cleanest or the, you know, the nicest audit that the city would be proud of, but it's not that, you know, money's missing or anyone did anything. It's just simply how it was all, you know, really it's a combination of going from Continental utility billing, the district's QuickBooks, the city's QuickBooks, moving to Cassell, and doing that at different times in different effective ways or not effective ways. And when you add that all up, you end up with somewhat of a garbled up mess that is difficult to go back and fix. And that is what has been going on. You know, an example that's just not clean. I mean, that's why you say what you have to do with auditors, you just have to explain what you did. So you have to go back and figure out what you did. And the people that did it aren't here. And if they were, I'm not sure they know what they did. So it's really like unjumbling a puzzle backwards and upside down. So an example, when you pay your water and sewer bill, some of you have those, right? You pay the bill and half is sewer, say, and half is water. They had two districts and you have two different things, but the bill goes out, people come in and write one check, they pay. Under the system that the districts did, and I don't know for how long, but they did it before they came here, and we did it after they came here, it all gets thrown into water. So even when you pay your sewer bill, the income went into the checking account of water. Sewer did. Then, monthly, they would write a check out of water, I think that's right, Ashley, to sewer. Well, not always. If you took in $100 of water or sewer money in the water account, the check that went over to sewer might have been 90. Only these are $30,000 or $40,000 numbers. But so that means, you know, it's just very hard to track. We know that when someone paid the bill, whatever they owed went into the accounts, but an auditor wants to make sure that it went to the right account. And so it's, you know, you have 600-700 accounts over a year, and just how this was all done. Now with Cassell, it's all integrated, and it's all broke out. When someone pays us $50, it goes to this and it goes to that, and it's all done. So, you know, that it's a problem of the past, not the future. The audit is July 1st of 2012 to June 30th of 2013. We're already January 14th. So see, this is going back, and obviously most of us weren't here. It wasn't a job we were doing, and you just got to do the best of it. That's why the audit will be, you know. And in fact, I think when we're having the audit, Brenda Bartlett thinks she needs to be here for that couple days. It will cost us, but I think we need her because she has to go dig out the answers. So this is a formal request we make to the state of Oregon that we need another time. The auditors will be here in like 2 or 3 weeks, so move along. Okay. So if you guys would, I've already signed it, but if you guys would approve the audit extension.
Is there a motion to approve the audit extension?
I make a motion to extend the extension.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the audit extension. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's unanimous. Approved. You know, I meant to do this at the beginning of the council meeting, but I, and it being a new year, I'd like to point out the fact that I'd like to remind everybody that if you want to talk on a subject, an agenda item, we have forms at the back of the room that on the table there that you can sign up to speak on that issue, and just turn them in to one of the staff here. And when that time comes up, I'll have that in front of me, and I'll call on you to speak. So that's just a standard procedure that we'll use into the future. Finance update?
If as long as we get the agreement done, Summer Sears, who some of you met, will come in and start working here soon as our, for a couple, 3 months, helping get the finance department up and going properly. She's the CPA that died. How many of you met Summer in the interview participated? So 3 of the 5 participated in that and have met her. She is finishing up her job at her other interim job. And so today, you know, we've been going back. We have a draft agreement with her out, and you know, she had some questions, so it'll be a little back and forth. We've got to work out travel and just all the some of the details of that. But plan on her being here for a couple months. She'll work here at City Hall, you know, probably she may be here 3 or 4 days a week for a couple, the first little bit, and just see from there. Well, this is all getting all the rest of the systems in place and making sure that things are coordinated properly. And when she's all done, then, you know, the staff, everyone will be educated better, the systems should work, and then we'll be able to smoothly go from there. She'll work with Brenda, she'll work with Cassell, she'll work with Ashley, Patty, and myself. Okay. So we don't have an agreement to do yet, but she's hopefully will be here soon.
Thank you. Streetlight purchases?
And I'm sure she, I sent,
well,
you
the
see
the prices or the lights?
Well, you can do the lights. Scott, there you are, Scott. This is the school, the road in front of the school there. See, you sure can get lit up, bud. I was there last night for the basketball games. I saw the freshman game, the JV game, and the varsity game. However, I didn't know the freshman game was going. I'm sitting there at the JV game wondering who I was supposed to be watching, someone in particular that had invited me down and they weren't playing. Then I saw people yelling down through that door. And I got in for the last minute, and of course they saw me, so it all worked out fine. But I was down on that road, and it is, as we talked about, it's pitch black. So just this is just kind of, that's Mid-State sent in a proposal with all of the green dots lit, and that is a little carried away. We want to, you know, kind of do things good, but we don't want to get, yeah, gradually. That's probably a few more. That's just where they have poles. Doesn't mean that's where we needed them. But the little sun, which is to be light, you will see we're going to add, I think, 7 of them in front of the high school, grade school, middle school. Law enforcement will like it. I think it's just, it's a pitch black street. People get out of practices after dark. Kids get out of school after dark. Lots of night meetings. And I think there'll be an immediate impact, and people will notice it. We got one at each end, and then filled in. Mostly there where a driveway comes out. So that way when you're crossing, you kind of got the sidewalk plus then just is the best place. And if we decide we've got to add one or two, we can certainly do that. And I drove down there yesterday and sat and wrote pole numbers down and figured this out. And then Mid-State said they thought this would work. So if they want to go to the other slide then, or the prime. There. Okay, we'll start with Finley Butte. Those are the corners, and there is the price. So to light up Finley Butte Road, which I also I think the Sheriff's Office, everyone will, I think you're gonna like street lights.
Yes.
You know, the neighbors will, unless you're right there, some people it takes getting used to if you've been pitch black. But you'll see $3,700 is our capital cost to buy the lights and the pole, the arms. What you'll notice is the differences are, and the estimate of Mid-State to do the work, different poles have different wires and different things, and do not get technical because I will be the wrong person to do that. But bottom line is, a street light needs a certain kind of power and a transformer. And some of those are high voltage lines, and then you have to add something and do, you know, it depends on how many wires are there, how much cable TV is on there, where the, you know, because they all have to be level. You go down the street, you don't have one up high, one down low. And so this is the price. And it's funny, the one's free. What, three of them are $95, you know, and then you got two of them that are expensive. But that's the total. And then you'll notice that the monthly cost will be $116, Finley Butte section. That because you take those, multiply it by $14.50. And that they take care of them, they replace them, they fix them. We don't have to do anything else. That includes the power bill, everything. And if the bulb burns out, they replace it.
Great.
Okay, let's go down to the school section. Oh, that is the old one. I have a newer one that you don't have.
I thought I said.
Okay. Well, that's the lights you just saw. And the cost on that, which is probably upstairs with my stuff, I will. Wait, maybe I will. I will have to dig that out. Go down to the next one. You saw the lights we're doing. And again, you'll see the same thing. Some are $93. And there was only one that was super expensive. And then someone down on the end, I went by there today. There's lots of wires and lots of stuff. And that's all I can figure, that it just costs more. And then Huntington Meadows. Huntington Meadows is the most expensive section. $6,200, and that's because there are no poles to put anything on, because that's an underground utility subdivision. With all the other ones you saw, there are poles. And when you don't have a pole, you gotta buy the pole. And these are the plastic, more decorative a little bit, because you're in a subdivision. And so that's the capital cost for those. Scott and them are putting in the conduit at those locations. And so you can go up and look at the monthly cost. There will be $73, and I will hunt up, while you're talking about these, I have it on my computer, I'll get you the total. But I have to be able to shut up and look. So you guys can carry on, talk about street lights or anything you'd like.
It talked about the acorn lights. Now,
those aren't acorn.
I didn't think so.
No.
Okay.
No, he just sent that along as an example. Yours are not acorn.
Okay.
I'm not sure why he put that in there like that.
Okay.
Then any comments or anything about streetlights? Okay. You're good?
Oh, no.
Go for it.
Oh, no.
But he's looking things up and...
Well, let's come back to that.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. I got. Okay. Coach, school. The school section is $2,799 per capital.
Instead of the $437?
Yeah, the total for all three sections, you know, the three areas, Findlay Butte, obviously, Huntington Meadows, and the school, is $12,733. That would come out of our public works street fund. And the monthly cost will be $287 a month for all three, for an annual cost of $3,438. So that will be perpetual. You know, my guess is over time you'll end up probably spending $10,000 a year on streetlights, you know.
What was the Coach Street capital cost?
$2,799. Okay. But let's look at it as a total of $12,733, what we want a motion to approve for all of the lights. And understand that it's going to be $3,438 a month. Or excuse me, per year, that will come out of the street fund. And they're going to start immediately once we approve it. They've already got the poles for Findlay Butte, or for Huntington Meadows, and they're, of course, the poles, they've already got the lights purchased for Findlay Butte.
Entertain a motion to approve the street lighting project under Public Works as presented.
I so move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's unanimous.
Would you like a copy of this, all the streets?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Would that count? Can I just
give you? I jotted down actually the.
Well,
just
I'll give you mine.
When they're on, you'll see them.
Yeah. Then you have.
Thank you.
You bet.
Now, since we're still let's street lights, is there a procedure or how do we do private street lights? There are still some private streetlights.
None that we pay for, though.
Okay. But the city, there's no regulations on brightness?
Well, we have, in our new zoning stuff, I mean, there are light standards.
Okay.
But there are a lot of people that have them. I think the power company charges them so much a month. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they're trying to get away from that. The power company would rather you do your own thing, but there are some of those. I know exactly what you're talking about. We're big sodium lights out there.
Yeah,
they're out there. They probably don't meet our code, but I don't know if our code's retroactive on that.
Okay.
But,
I did notice